Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3,
to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Hey, Frank, we're going to be talking about, we're going to learn more from pandemics in the first half hour. How about that? Also, we're going to be talking about, during the show today, maybe get some hypertension issues, or maybe even how they're predicting pestilence. So we're going to talk about a lot of stuff, and we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees and seeking Lord's face, and hope you are too. Mind the time, it grows short. So today's devotional, it's all about hope. Yep, yep. The bold eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him and upon them that hope in his mercy. That's Psalms 33. And then if we go to 1 John, every man that has his hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. And okay, and then in Lamentations 3, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Well, I don't know about you, but I've been praying for this nation. The Lord come back into this nation, put his hand upon it, heal the land, because that's what we need. Because you know what? We miss him. We need him back in this country. So I hope you're praying for that. And because I know there's more than 10 people in this country that love the Lord. So we're going to be praying. And if you know what that means, the number 10 has a lot to do with Lot and Abraham. The number 10. Anyway, another day for that. So, and that, without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, CDC. Projecting a surge in deaths and hospitalizations as early as June. They think 3,000 people a day are going to die and at least 200,000 new infections per day with the COVID-19. And you know what? The first segment of the show is going to just quell all those fears when I reel to you what we've learned about this pandemic, or I should say flu bug. They're promoting this dreaded second wave. People are so anxious, Frank. They're on antidepressants. They're really freaking out. And it's all promoting this fear. And the CDC is now projecting shocking new increases in infections and deaths and hospitalizations. They say this on their website. The projections based on modeling by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention pulled together a chart from the Federal Emergency Management Agency forecasting 200 new cases each day by the end of the month and up to 25,000 cases right now. They say the numbers underscore the sobering reality. While the United States has been hunkered down for the past 7 weeks, not much has changed. And the reopening of the economy will make matters worse, they say. Not much has changed. That's an interesting statement for the CDC. I'm going to highlight that because that's going to come into play here in a little bit in the first segment. All right, moving along in the quack report. Threats of violence in Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, end the coronavirus face mask rule. People pushing back. That's right. Face mask rules were implemented in the city of Oklahoma with their reopening strategy. The city of Stillwater in Oklahoma rolled back emergency rules requiring customers to wear face masks inside businesses after threats of violence were hurled at store employees. City officials announced the change Friday, less than 24 hours after the rules were originally went into effect. So according to the city manager, Norman McNichol, he says in the short time beginning on May 1st that face coverings had been required for entry into stores and restaurants, and store employees had to wear them, and they were threatened with physical violence and showered with a lot of verbal abuse, end of quote. And in a series of tweets from the mayor of Stillwater, Will Joyce, he said that he expected some kind of pushback to those rules. Well, if you were expecting it, then you got what you were expecting. Last but not least in the quack report, study finds it suggests a diet rich in omega-3s may help prevent the spread of breast cancer cells. That's right. They say a diet with rich fish oils can inhibit the spread of breast cancer cells in vitro, they say, according to a report at the Clinical and Experimental Mastitis Agency or Establishment. They said omega-3 fatty acids that you find in fish or fish oil protect your cells against aggressive breast cancer cells. So if you think about it, omega-3s, your nutritional elements help your immune system fight in cancer cells and help with the production of killer T cells, the type of white blood cells that your immune system uses against cancerous cells and tumors. So that's kind of common sense, I think. See, God knew what you needed. Fish oil. Fish! Fatty fish, like salmon. Go out and have some. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be learning some things. We're going to be learning from pandemics today. Mm-hmm. This is going to be revealing, so listen up, okay? Now, lots of opinions on the COVID-19 pandemic, and they're varied. The opinions are varied. So is the pandemic as serious as we were led to believe, or is the new data suggesting a different scenario? Depends on, you know, whose data you're looking at and who you're hearing it from. But there have been medical experts that have shared their data showing the virus is not as bad as experts first predicted. The virus is a real influenza-type pathogen, and lately it's being described as a severe flu, not a pandemic. So it appears the pandemic numbers fall short on the COVID-19 and are really in a category of severe flu. So now, does that... A lot of radio talk shows, they're asking, did the strategies work then? The strategies the governments implemented, did it help minimize the spread of the influenza and change, and in that way change the data? Well, only time's really going to tell, as epidemiologists have more time to analyze all the data for a better picture, and usually that will happen next year when they look at it all. However, some experts are saying the numbers were so low that the strategies didn't make any difference. So we're going to take a look at the chatter regarding the virus in the health professional area and see what we can learn. Let's look at some of the Cali doctors. Recently, two California physicians, Dr. Dan Erickson and Dr. Artin Maishi, I guess I should pronounce it. These two doctors operate an urgent care facility in California, and they came under fire recently when they held a community press conference in which they felt that based on their research and with testing that they did in their community, and in speaking also with other physicians and hospital doctors, that the COVID-19 is not as prevalent in numbers as being reported. Boy, did they get the heat when they said that. So the patients they said that they were treating, they may have had flu symptoms, but they weren't severe symptoms, and many were tested and not positive for the virus. And they said the ones that were positive did not have severe symptoms at all. And the numbers were low, according to them, who tested positive. So hospital physicians were also written letters. These were announced the other week. They were written letters from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services directing them to log deaths as COVID-19 when it would not have been the cause of death. And that was unethical. And why would they do such a thing? Well, the reason for that is to make the numbers on the pandemic seem higher than reality. So any pandemic can be used for that, and it's to make the numbers on the pandemic seem higher. And also, any pandemic can be used to control, it can be like a control mechanism to change society's behavior as a form of social conditioning. So Dr. Erickson stated that after speaking with hospital physicians, the consensus is there's very low cases of the virus. Hospitals really didn't have the overrun of sick patients as reported or expected, and were actually laying off the hospital staff. Dr. Erickson points out that hospitals would have to cut staff costs because they weren't allowed to do procedures like surgery or other treatments. So when you have the layoffs, he says, when that happens at hospitals, it puts them, the hospital, in a vulnerable position if there were a real need for mass hospitalization. So it kind of sets up a perfect storm for a real problem later. And then there's the Sweden epidemiologist, who's the expert of all the experts. There's this interview with Sweden epidemiologist Dr. Johan Gazik, and it was a very revealing interview to listen to. Dr. Gazik is an infectious disease specialist, and although he's retired, he's really sought after by health agencies and heads of countries for his opinion on disease. So according to Dr. Gazik, there is really no data that shelter in place and social distancing works to deter the spread of disease. However, he says hand washing has been proven to be effective. So Dr. Gazeek thinks that as we move forward, and instead of a shutdown, he says we should really take better care of our elderly and use the evidence-based hand washing instead. So Dr. Gazeek also confirmed that the numbers don't support a pandemic as reported and falls into a category of around 0.1%, suggesting a severe influenza infection for some people. So when he was asked if he thought there's going to be a second wave, it's all this hype about a second wave, he said there could be, but he says pathogens evolve. And by the time a vaccine, he says, is developed and tested, it's not going to work, especially in a democracy. Interesting statement there, Doc. So he also said, that he can't compare what happened, we can't compare what happened in China to other countries because the dynamics were different there. And I mentioned this a while ago because the health of the Chinese people is different. They're heavily influenced by their environment. So they've got, you know, heavy pollution and poor air quality there. They have crowded cities and living conditions, and they also are subjected under tyranny, which affects your immune system and affects your mental state. And depression affects your immune system. So they think that the social distancing and the shelter in place, really hasn't changed anything. Here's what Dr. Gazeek says. Millions of people have already had this virus strain and were not ill from it. He says this strain exploits a small minority in the populace. Wow. We shut down a country for that. Wow. This guy needs to be on President Trump's health team for sure. Get a real perspective out there. So now remember I said in the opening that, you know, the CDC said that we've all been hunkered down for 7 weeks. Not much has changed. Well, and the experts are agreeing that hasn't had an influence at all on the spread of this pathogen, those measures. I mean, I know you're feeling upset about that because you've been sheltering and it didn't seem to have an impact according to the experts. Well, and let's look at the damage from this shutdown for a second, because aside from the economic damage and the shelter in place and the social distancing measures, there are other damages that Dr. Erickson mentioned. He says, mental health issues happen when you're isolated like this. Also, he says your digestive flora decreases when you're confined. Okay? He says your immune system is lowered and you increase your risk of infections. Oh, and then there's the antibody test. Because a lot of these tests, more tests are being developed by companies, and one is the antibody test. They want to test people with immunity to infectious diseases. And Dr. Gazeek, he thinks it's not if but when these tests will be implemented across the globe as an anti-pandemic measure. So he did not have any constructive answers for people who would be carriers and would test positive and how that would affect their lives. And he felt that the lockdown measures adopted by some countries were very draconian. Yeah. Well, it's been an eye-opener, hasn't it, Frank? This whole thing? This has been an experience. I'm telling you. Never seen the like, right? So this COVID-19 exercise has really opened the eyes of a lot of people. It has revealed a few things. For instance, pandemics can become political. Health experts and their algorithm programs can get predictions very wrong. A severe influenza can be negatively leveraged to change the landscape of the entire world, and fear was used to control and restrict the masses. Now, in a blink of an eye, financial markets were changed, consumer panic set in, and some livelihoods were completely destroyed. For what? You got to ask yourself, for what? So let's look forward now. Because it is normal to have some form of apprehension as to you know, what's going to happen? What's going to come next with the flu season? And will we get a second wave and this and that? Well, people wonder if the social distancing will become part of society's way of avoiding the flu. Will schools take a huge winter break? Will a majority of people work from home? And will we ever be the same? Well, I think it will depend on how smart the people are in determining the reality of situations and, if necessary, push back to protect their freedom. And I said, if necessary, right? If you determine this is a bunch of boo-hickey, you know, you have to have wisdom and discernment there. Mm-hmm. So protection's important, and there are many options in protecting us from viral and bacterial strains of infectious pathogens. We're not limited to antibiotics and vaccines, folks. So an example is, hey, the herb thyme, T-H-Y-M-E. A lot of people think of it as a herb to put in spaghetti sauce and things. Well, thyme has a natural germicide in it, and it kills infections such as tuberculosis. In the ancient world, they use it as a food preservative. And so astragalus root is another herb, an example. It's been shown to contain high amounts of natural zinc, which is scientifically been proven necessary for your immune system to protect you from viruses like the COVID-19. So it prevents that virus from attaching to your cell and infecting and replicating. So if you don't have zinc, and that's what they found in a lot of these, especially young people who got sick, they were chronically low in zinc. They're not eating well. They don't have a good diet. And a lot of them were on prescription drugs. And you have to remember that research your medicines carefully, because prescribed medicines void out your minerals through the urine. So you got to be careful there. What's necessary is herbs that are the plant-based herbs that have calcium, which will also have boron and magnesium with them. It's important to have that. They also keep your immune system working appropriately, so you avoid autoimmune system disorders. Yep. So resource the apothecary if you're needing some resources, because apothecary herbs has a lot of the herbs that will support immune system functions and contain pathogen inhibitors in them. An example would be gentian root. Well, it has an inhibitor against the Ebola hemorrhagic fever virus. Any hemorrhagic fever, actually. So the time to educate yourself on what herbs to use is now, before the next pandemic rolls through. So Apothecary Herbs does offer pandemic kits. They have herbs to reverse vaccines. They have metabolic strengthening herbs. They have a bunch of stuff. So give them a call. You can order your pandemic herbs today, or you can go online. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Of course, the web address is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Hey, 25% off with their Mother's Day special now going on. Use coupon MOMDAY20 online or over the phone or on your order form and save 25% on orders of $50 or more. But hurry, the sale ends on the 11th of May. So May 11th it ends. Also, when you call, request their 20th anniversary product catalog. 20 years. 20 years in business is a big milestone, and I applaud anybody that's in business 20 years. But do go online and check them out. And if you get a chance, sign up for their online newsletters. We're packed full of lots of healthy information that you can't get anywhere else. So do that. You go to their web store, thepowerherbs.com, and click on books and newsletters and sign up. No subscription fee, and you'll get wellness information in your email each week. The American Survival newsletter that they have goes out Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. And absolutely free information for you and family, friends, too. All right. Let's line up the next topic here, Frank, before we have to go to the bottom of the hour break. And by the way, If you've been online and you found an Apothecary Herbs Inc. Facebook page, it is completely fake. Okay, so definitely don't think it's anything that by the folks at Apothecary Herbs, because it's not. Somebody has thrown up a fake Facebook page, business page there, in a completely different location, different town. So just don't be fooled by that, because it has like no information at all on there. It's just there to really aggravate people. All right, so let's look at predicting. How do they predict pestilence, these pandemics? You know, I know they got computers and they plug in a bunch of data. Oh, and where do they go from there? Well, there have been a lot of pandemic models in which, you know, the scientific community, the doctors are attempting to predict the location and the fallout, the devastation, of a massive outbreak of disease. How's that working so far? Well, there was this one report in 2017. It was done by the University of Hawaii, and they published their findings in the World Health Organization Bulletin. They predicted a worldwide pandemic would produce 700,000 deaths and cost $500 billion. And no one wants to think about that possible reality of a virulent pathogen running amok, you know, all amongst countries, including America. And a lot of us are grossly unprepared for that. So we live in a time where most people want big government to worry about these things. But what if government, you know, isn't equipped and prepared? And this whole thing has just shown you that, you know. Look at the ventilator production that the United States went into, like World War II, to make tanks. So ill-equipped. And where does that leave us? Well, very vulnerable. So investigating the what-ifs on something devastating, but being prepared on your own, not expecting the government to do it. We're going to talk about that on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663. Or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Prone prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
And we're back here on Herb Talk, and I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We're talking about how they predict the spread of disease or pestilence or pandemics or whatever you want to call it. Well, there are lots of possibilities with pathogens, and biological weapons are a reality, and we already know that a lot of the security at some of these facilities dealing with these pathogens may not always be secure. So what health authorities worry most about is an influenza outbreak. Duh, you know, it's COVID-19. So the flu is so common that if it were an enhanced pathogen that, you know, kind of escaped, it could get out of hand very quickly, right? So if you think drug companies are going to roll out an antidote for protection, you better understand there are 9 standard influenza viruses that science knows about. They know about 9 of them, and they all have 144 different subtypes. So, you know, it's like a roulette wheel finding what will work, because there's so many possibilities there. So the researchers at Computational Biology did a study at the University of Texas in Austin. They attempted to predict what months pandemics might prefer to emerge. And they looked at the data for the season flu cases, and the scientists suggested that pandemics may like to materialize in the aftermath of the flu season, suggesting spring and early summer months. So here's the second wave scenario that we're hearing. They also suggested the possibility that in an aftermath of a standard flu season, in which the population might have a weakened immunity, it would be the opportune moment for a pandemic to occur. Timing is everything. So this is an educated guess, however, and science is therefore, well, they're testing it. You know, early summer, spring, summer. Here's a quote from Dr. Joel Miller, Institute of Disease Modeling. He's in Washington. He says, the research shows that pandemic viruses are most abundant and are most likely to spread in spring and early summer. All 6 flu pandemics of record that have occurred since 1989 emerged in spring and summer months. So you got this annual influenza vaccine that they roll out. It's been reported to be not as effective, right? New research is showing that subsequent flu shots like this taken year after year creates an overall weaker immune system that increases the risk of an infection. So we have to note that the researchers at Computational Biology make the assumption that the population overall do not have compromised immune systems due to vaccines. You know, they think the vaccines create this herd immunity situation. They assume the seasonal flu shots benefit the population to offer a temporary immune protection or herd immunity against strains. It would under circumstances when the immune system is allowed to create antibodies, when it contracts a disease the normal way and successfully kills it, then you would have heightened immunity. Therefore, these computational models kind of fail to take into account in their predictions accurately survival rates. They're all going to be inaccurate, you know, and when they lump everything into, you know, what happened to China over here, like our epidemiologist expert from Sweden says, you can't use that model because it's a different dynamic. Well, Lauren Myers, she's at Computational Biology, says, we don't know when or where a next deadly flu pandemic will arise. However, the typical flu season lends itself to creating a narrow predictive window of opportunity for pandemic emergence in the spring and early summer. This will help public health agencies to detect and respond to new viral threats. Well, and a lot of people think this Wuhan virus was, you know, kind of, you know, artificially created and launched. And they already know early spring, summer is the perfect timing for that. See? Well, let's look at the most deadly, because what will the most deadly list of flu viruses look like? Well, in May 2018, John Hopkins Health Security Center attempted to look into that. And what characteristics would the next pathogen have is what they were asking. So history shows that the most deadly strains attack the respiratory system and are transmitted through droplets from infected patients like coughing and sneezing. So here's the best guess that they came up with at the time. They said it's going to be a contagion that incubates before your symptoms occur, and then you'll have mild symptoms. And then they said it needs a host population that has low immunity. Oh, perfect. China's perfect, right? Because their health is not the best with all the pollution, their environment, their tyranny, their you know, congested cities. So, yeah. Also, it should have a high mutation rate. Well, as the epidemiologist in Sweden pointed out that, you know, by the time they get the vaccine by the end of the year, it would have evolved, mutated. It's not going to work. And the disease has to offer a significant fatality rate. So there's your influenza profile, if you will. They've profiled the deadly pandemic influenza right there. Now, according to the scientists, they have described really an RNA type of virus. And these are viruses that have a genetic information that's stored on genetic material like a strand of RNA. So according to medicine, the RNA viruses are classified as a class 3, 4, 5, or 6. And they offer, or they kind of differ from the DNA types of viruses that are classified as class 1 or 2s. So the RNA viruses can have more than one strand of DNA and have strong mutation rates. Here's an example of RNA types of viruses. Ebola, SARS, rabies, West Nile, polio, measles, influenza, hepatitis C, common cold, and rotaviruses like HIV and AIDS. And I guess we could add there COVID-19. According to John Hopkins Health Security Center, they say this, RNA viruses generally have very high mutation rates compared to DNA viruses. This is one reason why it's extremely difficult to make effective vaccines to prevent diseases from RNA viruses. What you want to bet, the COVID-19 is an RNA virus. Are they going to make an effective vaccine? Well, as our epidemiologist expert in Sweden pointed out, they's not going to be able to. So RNA viruses offer different strands for their genetic codes, and a single strand virus has about 31 different virus families that science has identified. So some of these families contain plant viruses. And one toxicology analysis suggested that in just two of the viral families, it included viral assignments from pests, hepatitis, rotaviruses, arterioviruses, viruses that produce lesions, fever, edema, respiratory disease, and dehydration, hemorrhages and death, like Ebola, SARS, and those kinds of things. So, I mean, they know, I guess, just enough to be dangerous, is what I'm thinking in science. Here's a quote from John Hopkins Health Security. They say, infectious disease preparedness focuses on an historical list of pathogens from biological warfare agents, political resources, and recent outbreaks. This fails to account for the most serious agents and the ones not currently known that have historical precedent. What would the Bible say? We, in the end times, we were going to have diseases, pandemics, pathogens not written of in that book. You know? Plagues that were not even labeled yet, obviously. We have the new generation of plagues. Oh, goodness, RNA. So what appears that scientific scholars tend to be in a disagreement on where to look for the next global biological pandemic pathogen. I don't know, after this COVID-19, I guess you just look at the most seriously ill-secured laboratory. Right, Frank? There you go. So if I understand what the scientists in the pathogen sector are saying, is that they are worried about the disease that they have not encountered yet. So if there is an exhaustible catalog of pathogen possibilities, how could any government, healthcare system, drug company, or even an individual be prepared? Well, you can be prepared when you use antiviral herbs because they're very broad spectrum. So according to scientists, they are adapting their preparedness, and if new threats arise and is not part of the historical data that leads them to project what they would call as an event virus. So basically, you know, be prepared to hear pandemic potential pathogens in your media. So the research is aggressively pursuing more universal flu vaccines that include the RNA versions of the virus. But as we've heard from the epidemiologist, going to be a tricky thing. So we also may see more virus sniffing devices. And as the good doctor pointed out from Sweden, you're going to have the antibody test stuff too. So wanting to reduce the risk of virus transmission in places like airports, bus terminals, train stations, daycare centers, retirement homes, and schools. So, you know, I don't want to say it's a new reality. It just depends on, you know, people keeping their heads about them and having discernment, you know, about stuff. So a majority of the people in America did not get sick with this virus. A minority did. And they just totally went berserk. Right? They did all these algorithms. They did all this research and they were planning. They were expecting the big pandemic. And so when this came around, oh, they plugged it into their algorithms. The algorithms, right? So those algorithms are programmed by them. So what did you expect to be spit out on the other side? But, oh, bell curve, and we got to get ahead of that. We got to flatten that. And true viruses do create bell curves. They do. But to the extent of almost economic collapse and total ruination of people's businesses and lives. Yeah, well, we have to weigh these things. We have to be, you know, practical. We have to weigh these things. So I think the point is, before we go into panic mode or throw up our hands and say the sky is falling, we really need to assess the tools that they're using and also look at the tools we have at our disposal. And because there are plenty of medicinal herbs out there that have virus inhibitors in them. Science knows about them, but doesn't make them any money, so they don't really educate anybody about it. I mentioned the gentian root, natural inhibitor to hemorrhagic fevers, or even your RNA viruses like Ebola is an RNA virus. Thyme, we talked about thyme. It inhibits tuberculosis and whooping cough pathogens. Barberry bark inhibits chickenpox and shingle viruses. So your herbs have these capabilities built into them. God put them there. There's herbs that stop dysentery, vomiting, cholera, bubonic plague, congestion of all types of diseases. So you got herbs there. You have tools. You have an arsenal. And what a lot of these herbs are packed full of so much nutrition in them, the Bible considers them meat. They're really potent. And it helps your immune system create adaptogen cells to handle even the mutated viruses. So there are herbs so broad spectrum in their capability. I would use them for even unknown pathogens that may come down the pike, definitely. So if you'd like to learn more about that, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, that's what their specialty is immune support herbs. So they definitely can give you a free product catalog to consider and look what your natural options are. So obviously they didn't have anything this time except shelter in place and social distancing. So if you have immune support herbs full of minerals to help the immune system out, you can have a lot of confidence going out in public. Absolutely great. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Very much a professional strength formulation. Even practitioners use their products. So check it out. We got a few minutes. I know we got a thunderstorm rolling in. Frank, I hear rumblings out there. And rumblings. We're going to talk about blood pressure. How about the phantom blood pressure? You know what that is, Frank? Do you have phantom blood pressure? I don't think you have blood pressure problems because you eat a lot of garlic, you know? You do. Well, medical science has told a lot of people, especially if they have diabetes, you know, before they go to have their blood work, to indicate their level of disease, you know, their blood pressure can be affected because, oh, I'm going for a test. Medical science is saying that 1 out of 8 Americans has blood pressure problems. It's not showing up, though, when they get examined by their doctors. So medicine is calling it phantom blood pressure problem or masked hypertension. However, is Heart Health Month, you know, whatever that is, they call this a peculiar, can't even speak now. It's a very strange condition. And we got tools to protect ourselves from peculiar things. So let's look at what this lurking hypertension is all about. Medical science, they say there's like 17 million Americans that have this type of masked or phantom hypertension. They're kind of shocked when we're told that they don't have normal blood pressure readings. It isn't normal at all. So typically what happens is the blood pressure reads normal at the doctor's office, but then it becomes elevated when they leave the doctor's office. Now, there's the other reverse thing where you have normal blood pressure before you go see the doctor, and then you get so nervous at the doctor's office, it gets slightly elevated when they take your blood pressure. But this phantom blood pressure is the opposite of that. There's this one study that describes the condition. They did this at the public health at Columbia University in New York. It's a phenomenon of patients' blood pressure. They said elevates when they go see their doctor and drops to normal when they leave, like I just said. But this phantom blood pressure is the opposite of that. The masked hypertension is different than the white coat hypertension, where you get all nervous because you're going to see your doctor. So people can become nervous or anxious while they're at the doctor's office. It elevates the blood pressure a little bit, but it's not due to a cardiovascular condition. Now, in their study, their research team looked at 800 adults who had no history of hypertension, took their blood pressure. Initially, they took it, and they had them wear also blood pressure monitors that registered blood pressure every half hour on them. So it revealed that about 14% of that test group had masked hypertension. The only way for modern medicine to diagnose this type of hypertension is to have patients wear the 24-hour blood pressure monitoring device. So the research did get published in the January 2017 American Journal of Epidemiology, and this research confirms some earlier research on phantom hypertension done by Stony Brook at Columbia University, and that was published December 2016 in the Journal of Circulation. And an even earlier study said nearly 16% of their test group had the phantom hypertension, which also has been called borderline hypertension. So masked hypertension, phantom hypertension, and borderline hypertension, all the same thing, just different names, different labels. Another element they pointed out was by a study that with the masked hypertension group, when they got outside of clinical settings, the younger patients that had normal weight compared to older patients that were overweight is a different reading. So you have to look at also if there's a weight issue that is correlating with the hypertension issue. So here is a quote from Health Advisor. They said, the increase in blood pressure happens because there is an increase in the demand for oxygen to your muscles. To ensure this, the heart beats with more force so that more blood is pushed out. As the heart is working more, the systolic blood pressure increases during exercise and exertion. But, you know, the medicine kind of acts surprised at that. Here's what Dr. Joseph Swartz, professor of psychiatry and sociology at Stony Brook, Columbia University, says. These findings debunk a widely held belief that ambulatory blood pressure is usually lower than clinic blood pressure. Well, medical science is suggesting patients that have this phantom hypertension, this masked hypertension, this borderline hypertension, to get monitored on a regular basis. And this may not really mean you have to wear a monitoring device every day, but they recommend patients, you know, go to see their doctor regularly, get their cardiovascular system checked, and maybe get on prescription drugs. That's what they say. Well, and then I want to talk about some heart tonics real quick, because we're going to run out of time real fast here. And heart tonics don't really get talked about much. If you have a weak cardiovascular system and you need extra support as you transition away from the lifestyle that maybe promoted your heart issue, there are a lot of medicinal herbs that can help in the transition. History shows us that the civilizations of the past, like the Greeks and Native American Indians, have tapped into certain herbs to help their heart. They would use hawthorn berries. That's just one example. And the name hawthorn comes from the Old English that means hedge thorn. It's easy to remember hawthorn berries for their cardiovascular system because they're bright red in color, just like blood is. So this small berry is packed really full of antioxidants and very important action in balancing cardio systems. So it strengthens the heart muscle, dilates the coronary arteries, reduces chest pain if you got angina, also helps prevent blood clots and lowers blood pressure. So herbs are typically also considered foods. And so if you get a whole food diet going and you're using medicinal whole foods, you have a better chance of reversing a devastating condition. So if you want to look at some of these herbs and food groups, you can reverse angina, arteriosclerosis, congestive heart failure, of course, hypertension, high or low blood pressures, circulation problems, anxiety, arrhythmias of the heart or AFibs, low stamina, insomnia, weight gain, hot flashes, stroke and heart attack, indigestion, and liver malfunction. You have the potential to do all that, right? Without a prescription pad. And when you do that, when you strengthen the cardio system, and a legitimate strengthening can occur. Actually, in 2008, the Center for Advancement of Health studied Hawthorne, found it would help with regards to your heart health. Cochrane Research Group also got involved testing Hawthorne extract, comparing it to a placebo in treating chronic heart failure patients. Here's what they said. It improved tolerance to exertion and workload, increased exercise tolerance, reduced oxygen consumption by the heart, reduced shortness of breath and fatigue, no side effects, as with other heart drugs, no nausea, dizziness, heart or stomach complaints when you used Hawthorne berries. And the other thing is it really helps your fibrinogen protein level in the blood to protect you from clots, which is amazing. So it's kind of a natural blood thinner. Here is a quote from, Dr. Max Pittler, Director of Complementary Medicine, Peninsula Medical School, Exeter, UK. He says, if I had chronic heart failure, I would certainly use Hawthorne berries. And also Dr. Rowling at Complementary Medicine at the same school said there is good evidence that Hawthorne extract can bring additional benefits. Absolutely. God didn't expect us to need a pharmaceutical company to stay well. He knew that. He knew that. So there's lots of studies on Hawthorne berry. You can find them. If I can find them, you can find them. So can your doctor. Hawthorne berries are at apothecaryherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, same website. It's the same company, and they have a whole cardio section of herb formulas that help you out. Get their catalog and flip to that section, and you'll see how powerful you can be. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget, now through the 11th of May, they have their Mother's Day special, and you'll save 25%. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.